Otakuology Podcast with Otaku Mike Engine Graves.
Hey guys, what's up? Jin here, back with another episode of the best podcast in the world.
The Otakuology Podcast.
Otakuology Podcast.
The Otakuology Podcast.
I feel like we should, you know how they do the like epic rap battles of history where it's like, I feel like we should do Otakuology. Yeah, welcome to the show.
I feel like we're the two Muppets, you know, who are up in the rafters or whatever, you know.
Oh my god, no.
What is it? Was it Orndol and Wardloff? I don't know what their names are.
I don't know, but now you're making me think of like Beaker Witch.
Yeah.
But yeah, welcome to our show. I'm Jin, and of course, the guy over there that you guys can't see on the camera, but he's over there, is Otaku Mike.
Yes.
Which he likes to say that we're heterosexual life partners.
Or we are heterosexual life partners. We've been doing this for three years.
So, did you get that picture yet? Those pictures?
No, I'm not allowed to take pictures.
I totally forgot to message you. Because I told you I was going to message you every day. And I was like, I sat there today and I was like, well, I fucking forgot to do that shit. I'm off like a week.
The last thing I fucking need is taking pictures at work and then getting called into like HR. Why are you taking pictures of your coworkers?
You're like, they told me to. Snapchat.
Having to explain that, like, oh, well, my podcast co-host / partner.
Oh, you can just put me on the phone.
Really wants to see them. My coworkers. So,
So they asked me some like odd questions, and when Mike talks about them, like, I'm a facial recognition guy, so like I have to know what people look like. Or whenever we do names, like, I don't remember who we're talking about because I don't have a name for a face.
It's fine. We're not gonna do that because I'm probably not gonna bring them up anymore. Maybe we'll see.
I mean, you still got to bring them up, because if I come see you, then I got to meet them.
Oh, that is true. But
you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it just,
you can meet my coworkers.
Because I was talking to my coworker today, and I was telling him about that, and I was like, I can't remember their names, and he was like, "What do you mean, like?" You've talked to Mike about it like on and off, da da da. I said, yeah, but I can't remember their names. He goes, what do you mean you can't remember their names? I go, I don't know what they look like, so I can't remember names. Like, John? Is it John?
It's Jonathan. We call him John, Johnny Boy.
Okay. See, I was like, it's John or Jim, and then the other one is
what do you think it is?
It starts with a P.
Yeah, it does.
Page.
No, you're totally off.
Damn it.
is Paris.
Hey, see, look, I wasn't that far off.
Page, Paris, okay. Anyways.
They got two of the same letters.
Anyways, Jin, what are we talking about for the next six episodes of this podcast?
So, technically, wouldn't it be seven?
Okay, seven, sorry. I'm sorry, I forgot we're going to do that movie.
If I can find it.
Yeah, or you can
maybe
get it.
Maybe six, hardcore six, maybe seven. We are going to be covering the Digimon Try movies.
Yes, we are.
For everybody's enjoyment.
Yeah. And this is one of the movies, this is one of the things that you had on your list, apparently.
I did.
Yeah.
I did, yes, I did.
I own all the movies.
I do too.
Yeah.
And it's weird because I feel like it almost should be like a Sekirei because I own three versions of Sekirei. Uh-huh. Because I have it on PSN, I have it on iTunes, and I think I bought it somewhere else. Maybe. But I've had like two or three versions of it. And then Digimon I have on PSN, but I don't have it anywhere else, but I feel like I should.
I mean, the DVDs are pretty cheap. You can get like the Blu-ray for like the Blu-ray pack for like 50, 60 bucks. It's not terrible.
I don't want to have to find a place to put that.
I mean, you just put it on your shelf.
I don't want to have to put that on my shelf because okay. Then I'd be like, well, now I need more.
I mean, you can get
more. And then it turns into, you know, your movie bookshelf. And I'm like, I hate myself.
Anyways, we are talking about Digimon Adventures Tri Reunion, the movie? Because there's also a TV show called Digimon Tri.
I don't think so.
You know, there is. It came out after the TV show. I mean, after the movies came out.
You mean the one that we saw on the thing that I was telling you about?
Yeah.
That it's not. It's just a bust up thing of the movies.
Yeah, they took and cut it up and made it into a movie. It made it into a TV
show. Yeah, but it's the same stuff.
I know it's the same thing, but they basically did the Futurama thing where they took the Futurama movies and turned it into a season of the TV show. It's basically what they did with the Digimon movies. I did not
know that they did that to Futurama.
Yeah, you didn't know that? Like, one of the seasons is like the movies cut up.
The more you know. See, I always think it's like that Gundam one where they had it as like a movie and then they cut it into a TV show. So it's like three or four episodes.
No, what are you talking about?
The one that we talked about last show.
No, that one.
Brandon.
That was the TV show that got cut up into the movies.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But that's kind of what I feel like they did with Tri, because Tri is they just basically cut the movies into three parts and then spliced everything together to say,
basically,
this is a TV show.
Basically.
So it went from being 6 to like 18.
It's like 25 episodes, I think.
Which I just want to say, that is some bullshit, because if you get people's hopes up and all you did was fucking cut shit up, that's fucking horrible. At that point, you might as well be like a serial killer. And not the killer one, the one that murders cereal.
Like anyways, let's get back on track. Let's talk about this movie.
Chugga chugga chugga.
You wanna start us off?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we kind of go into this with like a weird scenario. Which I mean, I feel like it's a good interpretation of like Matt and Ty's relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Because they both are very strong characters.
Yeah.
And so we have Matt, which is trying to get part of the friends of the other Digidestined to come to his rock show.
Yeah. His new band.
His new band. What is it called?
I forgot what the old band was. It's called Knife of Day, is what it was called.
That's what it is, yeah.
Because him and Ty are talking at one point in the movie, and he's like, "Oh, what happened to whatever band it was called? I don't remember what it was called."
Because we broke up.
We broke up. Creative differences. And he's like, "What's your new band? Knife of Day." And he said it so seriously, like I busted out laughing. Like he's like one of those like, "Oh, what's your name? Oh." My band's name is Red Jumpsuit Apparatus.
What's your name? Death Cab for Cutie?
Death, yeah, that's what I felt.
Oh my god, what if people had to go by their names, like you had to go to like the DMV? Or like somebody was calling you up for something? Yes, can I get Mr. Death Cab for Cutie? Mr. Death Cab for Cutie.
But anyways, yeah, so like our... Go ahead.
Yeah, so we have Matt, and then we have Ty, who has a big soccer game coming up.
Yeah, and
And of course, we get both of their really good character traits that they have. You have Ty, who is like trying to like steal the spotlight and get everybody there, because if not, his feelings are hurt. Mm-hmm. And then you have what Mike just brought up of, because of Matt's creative differences, he doesn't have the original band he has. He's got a new brand that's supposed to premiere. And we see that a lot with the regular TV show, I feel like, mm-hmm. on their character developments of how Matt tries to do his best, but then he also reneges a lot. And then we have Ty, who basically needs to be a glory hound and be like, I need somebody to...
I don't know if he's like a glory hound, really.
I feel like he is. Like, he needs people to basically, like, look up to him.
Because he is and the de facto leader.
Yeah, and if he doesn't have that, I feel like that's usually when Agumon gets his ass kicked a lot, too.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
If not everybody is, like, around to, like, kind of praise him a little bit, then there's almost, like, no, I can't put heart into it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and they're, like, dealing with this, like, predicament at this situation. Like, Ty's, like, all upset. He's talking to Kari about how, like, nobody's going to come cheer for him for his big game. And Matt's like, oh, nobody's going to come check out my rock show, you know? And, everybody is kind of very much living their own lives within, after the whole events of Adventure 2, which was the second season. You know, because now they're in high school, they're more grown up. They haven't had contact with their Digimon in like a couple years, I want to say. Like it's been a while.
I think they say it.
Yeah.
I want to say they say it's been like 3 years.
Because at one point, at the very beginning of this, we get this ominous like blackout silhouette where we...
What part did they say where... shit. What's her name? The Mimi.
Mimi?
Yeah. How long did she say she was in America?
Not that long. She was not in America for not that long. She was like visiting America, I think.
No, they moved there.
Oh, she did? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a couple years. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, she moved there, and I want to say she said they moved there for like 3 years, but it could be four.
Maybe.
They moved there, and relevance to the movie is now her dad got a new job, or the job kind of moved him back to Japan, so now they were moving back.
Yeah, and it just happens to coincide with Ty's game, which she ends up showing up for. But like we get the beginning of this movie, we even get this ominous, like almost like death scene of the second generation of Digidestin. Like just supposedly dying in battle. That would you? Did you see that part?
So,
what?
I don't think I saw it. So? I just remember the little egg getting created.
Yeah, the egg gets created, and then like you see like these silhouettes of like Davis, Jolie, and the other one. I don't remember what his name was, and like they're all like falling in battle, basically, which they never bring up. None of the Digidestins ever bring up what happened to the other generation, the second generation of Digidestins, at all within this movie. But they're at the beginning of this movie. And I had so many questions. I was like, what the hell is going on? Why are we just focusing on the OG cast, you know?
Yeah.
But anyways, getting back to the story.
So we're focusing on Try.
Getting back to the story. You know, we have this new... not new group of people, but new setting, you know, the life without the Digimon we have. And they're getting back into their lives and whatnot. And everybody's going their separate ways. You know, like Joe is off doing Joe stuff and Mimi's gone.
Joe's trying to get into college.
Yeah, he's trying to get into college, which I have things to say about that later on.
I have things to say about that because at least I've seen up to the first three movies. So
I've seen the first two. I've seen the first two.
And I have another problem, but we'll bring that up later with the other group of people all together. So
okay. But yeah, you know, they're kind of dealing with all this and saying, oh, where should they go? Should they go to Ty's thing or go to this? You know, they're all very disjointed, I have to say.
And not only that, but everybody else has, like you said, they have their own thing. So, like, we have Joe that's, you know, trying to go to, like, after school prep.
Yeah.
And, like, go to college, you know. And we have Izzy, which we see him, and he's at a French restaurant. Course, yeah, like and Mimi's coming back, but she's in America.
Yeah, and Izzy helped apparently start a company with the guy, like a tech company or something. Yeah. Anyways, continue. Sorry.
Sora is basically the only person that seems like she's actually relevant for everybody. She's kind of our character that seems like she's trying to hold everybody together and do everything.
Yeah, that's true.
She's the one that calls everybody. Yeah. And of course, like, we have TK and Kari, and they play their own kind of roles into the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, obviously Kari, like, focuses more on Ty, and TK focuses more on Matt, and they try and, like, help their siblings out and whatnot. So, you know, we know that those relationships are close-knit.
Mm-hmm.
But really, like, that's all we get for a good little chunk until until it starts to hit the fan.
Yeah, until stuff starts to build up. I have to say, that's one qualm I have with this movie is it takes a while to get actually started into the whole Digimon stuff.
Well, and it seems that way. That's the other weird part about it, because the movie is like an hour and a half, right?
Yeah, it's like hour 26 minutes with credits, I think.
So, like, the first 20 minutes, we don't see any Digimon.
No. Well, we see one or two sprinkled out throughout in the background.
You like pictures and shit, yeah.
Yeah.
And some, but other than that, we don't really see any of them, and you're kind of like, okay,
what's going on?
What exactly is this a Digimon movie, or did I accidentally walk into, like, Jimmy Neutron?
Yeah, we don't really get, like, the full, like, Digimon vibe, I would say. We're very much catching up with all the characters in this weird status quo that they have going on. But eventually, Ty ends up getting into it with the Kawagumon, which was
He's riding his bike and one flies overhead.
Yeah, one flies overhead and he follows it. No, he's at a soccer game and he leaves and he sees it. And then he basically, the Quagamon starts to go after him, which is a cool scene, I have to say. A really cool scene.
You know another cool thing related to that?
It's the first enemy that they fought in the original show.
Yeah, it's the first enemy that they actually saw that was in Digimon.
Yeah, and then they even, like, kind of mention that and go back to that eventually. Like, he's acting different and stuff, you know? And then we get our boy Agumon finally shows up, and he's like, I got your back, Ty. And he just, like, shows up out of nowhere, you know? And, like, I loved seeing, like, the fights with the Digimon when they're big. Like, it was just watching two fucking kaiju fight, like, The way they animated it was, like, amazing. Like, 10 times better than the show ever was. Like, the fights were so dynamic and stuff, I feel like, in this. Like, more dynamic, as you could say. They're still kind of simplified a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
And stuff, you know? But, like, seeing...
Well, I liked how Ty was actually, like, a participant. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
he was. It wasn't like, oh, there's a character in Godzilla or King Kong or whatever, and Ultraman, you know, and that they're not actually involved in it. You know, they're just kind of there. Well, Quagamon, like, busts Ty's phone up and goes after him and ends up almost knocking him off his bike a couple times, and then gets to the point where he actually crushes his bike. You know, and we get this whole kind of, like, movement of how everything's going all at once. And I love it because we see all of this stuff going and what's going to happen out of it with the Quagamon. Of course,
yeah,
you know, then we had to figure out, well, what do we do when we get Agumon? Of course, go with the Greymon.
Yeah.
And then, like I said earlier, like, usually Greymon always, if there's nobody around, gets his butt kicked.
Usually, yeah.
I just think it's because Ty doesn't have heart at that point.
Well, I mean, as well, like, you have to have the big dramatic, like, comeback when, you know, he is down, and then they have the other Quagumons, like, show up at the airport.
Right.
When they're at the airport, and we get the, I'm not gonna lie, when the other Digidestins showed up with their Digimon, I got a little choked up a little bit. I was like, oh yeah, the team's back together, except for two of them. Mimi was on her way, and Joe could give two fucks, I want to say. Like, Joe does not care.
So Joe didn't know.
Yeah, Joe didn't know at first, but eventually he does find out. He just blows him off.
Joe really just didn't know, because one thing that happened was, everybody else had gotten picked up, and
yeah. Well, there's a scene where they go to pick him up, and he just like blows him off. He's like, I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
You know?
And then nobody can contact him because all the electronics are like freaking out.
Yeah. So they tried to pick him up, but he didn't want to go with them. He was like, I'm not going, you know?
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Which I just thought it was funny. Like, you know how Gomamon shaped.
Yeah.
And I was like, this little guy's got to be hoofing it with his flippers trying to find Joe.
Well, eventually he like jumps in the water to go find Joe and swims off, you know? But like, I like it. Like, all the Digidestins come together and whatnot, and they all digivolve and whatnot, and they have their epic fight with the Quagumon. I think it's interesting that they do make a thing where, like, Patamon and Gomamon, you know, they're not really, they can't really do anything. But my question is, because I don't remember from the show.
Okay.
But when Angemon, and then we had Gatomon, Gatomon doesn't digivolve in this movie.
Right.
Why didn't Gatomon digivolve into Angewomon?
So
It hasn't happened yet. I know, but...
No, there is a very good reason.
Was there a reason that I just couldn't remember why?
There is a very good reason.
Okay.
The reason why she doesn't turn into Angewomon...
Uh-huh.
...is because Gatomon is already a champion-level Digimon.
Oh, okay.
That's the reason why.
Okay.
Because I think her name is Palmon when she's a little dog thingy.
Yeah.
That is her original form, yeah, of like Agumon or anybody else like that. That's what that one is. Gatomon is already a champion level though.
Because I was so confused. I was like, why isn't she digivolving?
Yeah. Because, I mean, if you really think about it, like, you have that, and then everybody morphs again.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have Angemon, and Angemon turns into the big purple Angemon.
Yeah.
Which is his next one up. Well, Gatomon's Angewomon is the same form for her when she does that. So that's the reason why she doesn't transform.
Okay. Yeah, I was so confused. I was so confused with that.
Well, I was confused whenever we get that point where TK's like, "All right, we got to digivolve," and he gets Patamon to digivolve, and then Kari was like saying the same thing too, and you're like, is Gatomon gonna digivolve?
Yeah, that's what I was like. Is Gatomon gonna digivolve? No, she just punches the Quagumon in the face.
Yeah, but that's the reason why. She's already higher up than everybody else when they start.
Yeah, I was so confused by that, you know. But we do find out that apparently there's like something going on with the digital world and the human world, and these Digimon are getting like infected. Who coming over
knew
here.
That our world, I'm going to say our world, our okay. world technically had their the Digimon Men in Black.
Yeah, because, I mean, obviously they knew about the Digidestined because of what happened in the shows, you know?
Right.
But we get the Digimon Men in Black, which one of them ends up being their teacher.
Right.
And but we get before we get into that, we have this whole like little subplot with like Izzy making a safe zone for the Digimon.
Oh yeah, yeah. After the fight. So that they can just go into computer screens if they have internet connection.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he fixes Ty's goggles so he can see spots.
Yeah, that part, yeah. But yeah, we do get Men in Black, the Digi Men in Black, I guess you'd call them.
Which let me point this out to you.
Yeah.
And see if your brain links in the same way as mine.
Uh-huh.
Do you think in Digimon 3 that their people that were in it that were kind of their Men in Black are that the ones in this movie are the starting out form of those guys?
Well, are you talking about Digimon Tamers?
Is that what it is?
Yeah, the third one,
Gilmon and them.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
So that one technically is set in like our reality. So like in their reality or our reality, I guess you could say, Digimon was the show in a card game.
Okay.
So they never. I'm thinking like one special episode, like later on in one of the later seasons, like all the main characters meet. At one point or whatever. So, like, they technically, the main character for the third season technically met Ty at one point. But, right. I mean, they did universe hop, basically. Because there is, there is, like, multiverse stuff that actually does happen with, like, the Digimon stuff.
See, I didn't know that. I thought they were all connected.
Yeah, no, but it did give me vibes from the Tamers season.
Because Tamers, their teacher sounds like Kari.
That's because they use the same voice actors.
Hey, buddy, it could be her in the future, okay? Get off my back.
I think that was a theory people had, that it was Kari, basically.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, we get the Digimon Men in Black and whatnot, which was weird. It was weird to see at points, I would say.
Hey, like who knew that Digimon liked gummies?
Oh yeah, Digimon like gummies. That was funny when Mimi brings them all like gummy snacks and whatnot. And we get this like the Digidestined are trying to figure things out. They're not really working with the government agency at this point. Because the government agency apparently has been taking care of the Digimon that I've been breaking through this world with the help of Genai.
Yeah.
One point or another, you know. And then, like, this movie is kind of somewhat all over the place, I feel like. At points.
I agree.
And because we even have, like, the subplot of the new girl moving in and her, like, looking for her cat and stuff. What's her name? Was May or Mai? What's her name? What was her name? Mai?
That was what she called the cat.
That's what she called the cat? What was her name then?
That girl.
That girl?
Yeah. Stay tuned for try number two, where we find out what her name is. I'm sure
her name was Mako.
Fucking done. Why do her and her Digimon have like the same name?
They kind of have the same names. But we have her, and like they're all trying to deal with stuff, like still deal with their life stuff and whatnot. And we get like the big, like climactic battle. We're probably like butchering this whole fucking story, you know.
And then it seems like the Digimon movie where there was somebody that they had to protect.
Yes.
Because they had other Digimon that another Digimon, an evil Digimon, wanted.
Yes.
I mean, this is basically like, it steals concepts from a lot of other places.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, but so far, like, I think, well, I mean, we've only watched this one, so I can't really say anything else yet. But I think this is probably one of the ones that I really enjoy a lot. But we do get into where we do see kind of our big bad guy.
Alphamon.
Yeah. Which I'm surprised that they don't have a model off of this guy yet, because he does kind of look like a Gundam.
I want to say there might be. There might be one out there. Who knows?
And then, like, everybody's trying to fight him.
There's also the whole subplot of Ty very much, I don't want to say having second thoughts, but really, like, looking at the damage that the Digimon caused throughout the world. And him being, like, second-guessing, like, are we doing the right thing? Are we just hurting more people and stuff like that? Which his role very much does reverse, and Matt kind of becomes the new Ty, and Ty becomes the new Matt, kind of, I want to say. And because the whole thing is, like, getting Ty's resolve to become the leader again. And Matt's basically like, you know, we got to do this. If we don't do this, nobody else is going to save the world.
Right.
It is our job.
And I think they grew a little bit from when they got locked in the room together, you know?
Yeah, no, they do. They get locked in a Ferris wheel, I think it was?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they do grow a little bit.
They have to sit there, though, because the other rest of the people are like, all right, they're already starting. We're going to have to break this up, put them in there together, and let them talk it out, you know?
Yeah, I mean, they're friends, but they're like, they have a rivalry going on always, you know?
Right.
And so Alphamon...
And I mean, it is very much like everybody has grown apart because they all have different interests, you know?
Yeah. And time has changed them, I guess you could say. Matt even says that, you know, time has changed everybody. Like, everybody's changing and stuff like that. And, you know, and then we get the big Alphamon fight, because Alphamon is looking for a Digimon called Maine Coonmon. And Maine Coon is it's like a fuzzy cat girl, a fuzzy cat, basically.
Fuzzy cat girl.
She is a girl. She is a girl Digimon.
You just said a fuzzy cat girl.
She's a fuzzy cat girl Digimon, you know, and Mako is looking for her cat, and it just turns out to be Maine Coon. We don't know why the Digimon wants Maine Coon, but...
You can just call her May. You're going to make me start cracking up if I keep hearing you say Maine Coon.
Sorry, May.
Maine Coon!
May. Sorry, May. You know, and the Digi destines to get involved. And Matt really does step up in this situation, I want to say. Like, he does.
I feel like he stepped up in both situations, whenever they fought the Coagamon and everything in that.
Yeah.
Now, he did have to kind of hold him off a little bit for somebody else to come help him. But in this one, we did see where Agumon got beat up, and he was like, okay, well, now... You know, now Matt had to take the position and hold it, and he's, you know, kind of pleading with Ty a little bit, like, hey,
like, basically,
you know, we're the only ones that can do this, you know, which everybody else kind of gets beat up. Of course, they only go to their champion level.
Yeah.
You know, we do finally get to see Togemon, which is great.
Oh, yeah. Togemon finally digivolves. Yeah, for the short time that they're there.
Still no Ikakumon yet, but
no Ikakumon.
But we do have this. I love it. I'm just gonna say that I love this little fight montage after.
Oh, yeah,
Matt ends up talking Ty into doing everything, and we have Greymon or Agumon digivolve into Greymon and do a fire blast, and we have Karurumon used like his lightning blast, and then they digivolve into Metal, and they use their iconic attacks, and then they go up to the next one and they use their iconic attacks, and then we have War Greymon and Metal Garurumon, and they use their iconic attacks, and then we get where they fuse together and they turn into Omnimon, which Omnimon is my favorite Digimon.
Oh, really?
I didn't know if anybody knows this, but yeah. Omnimon is my favorite Digimon.
I used Omnimon a lot in the Digimon Cyber Sleuth game. Like, it took me a while to get him to Omnimon, but I did it. I like Omnimon. Omnimon's cool. But I want to say...
I need to re-download mine so I can play it.
I'm still working on the second game. But what I want to say, like, I got really big, relationship, like Naruto Sasuke vibes from Tai and Matt. I feel like they should just kiss now, like just make out, because they were like, I feel like there's like some unrequited love there in some way, shape, or form.
Hey, buddy, I think they could just be brother husbands with Sora.
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
And of course, like Izzy's going after Mimi, and there's not really anybody else that's there, you know. So
yeah, I mean, Joe doesn't have anybody, you know.
I mean, Joe does have a girlfriend, though.
He does. He does have a girlfriend, and everybody was surprised he had a girlfriend.
Yeah,
they were like, "What? No,
well, you don't have one of those, Joe."
I kind of hope we see Joe's girlfriend like later on in these movies. I just want to say that. I just want to see what she looks like.
I hope so too, because I want to know this too.
Yeah,
I want to know this too. And it feels kind of weird, like if you're not like a Digidestin or somebody that if you're not a Digidestin dating a Digidestin, or you're not a Digidestin with a person that supports you. And yeah. Joe has never talked to her about this stuff. It's going to be like, what the fuck,
buddy? Well, he probably met her within like that 3 or 4 year gap. They had nothing to do with Digimon.
That's true. She's probably the girl that sits beside him in private school or whatever it is.
Maybe, you know. But I love the scene, the epic scene where they're fighting like Omnimon and like Alphamon are fighting. It's a big... It's like a big, like, knockout, drag out. Like, things are getting destroyed. Like, there's a lot of casualties. And, like, we see the PTSD creep back into Tai.
Yes.
And he starts to have doubts again, which affects the fight with Omnimon and Alphamon.
Well, and I think he also gets to the point where he does that, and he also gets excited seeing how they were before. Because I feel like that fuels the gun blast.
Yeah, he very much like. But then at that point,
then we have Alphamon turn into a little bitch and disappear. So
yeah, true. Which you could say technically they lost. Like they didn't necessarily win the battle at all.
I would say they did lose because it was basically a strategic retreat. Yeah. And if you're going off a home field advantage, which is in Japan, then they fucked up their own land.
They did.
So, you know.
And I feel like the other Digidestins are starting to grasp kind of what Tai saw towards the end of this movie. With how the Digimon are affecting the world and stuff.
Right.
Because, like, they kind of just ends, and they find out that Mei, Mako is, like, a Digidestined. Which, she was in the background a lot of scenes, but nobody really talked to her or interacted with her. She was just kind of there.
You just had to know.
Yeah, you just know that, oh, she's important, I guess. You know?
But, I mean, it goes with part of the other stuff, like with the Digimon, the first movie, or whatever the fuck it was called.
Yeah.
You know, there are Digidestined all around the world, and so we're getting this storyline of, like, the main people that we know and we've seen. What about all those other people? So, of course, she goes, yeah, I'm a Digidestined, but
so let me ask, don't have you,
anybody else.
After they get together with Mei, Mako they joined up and like, oh, like, you know, welcome to the team, and that the movie ended basically. Did you stay for the credits? Did you watch the credits scene at the end?
No, Because my on my Tubi, it just turned off. So
okay.
Yeah, so, yeah, I didn't even get to see a scene. Maybe if like, I fast forwarded it.
There's like a mid credit scene at the end where it's Ty, Matt, and Sora. They're all standing in the wreckage, and Ty's just looking around. And Matt basically walks up to him and says, basically tells him, like, you better get with the program or, like, we're going to die, basically. He's like, you got to step up, and we got to do this. And that's how the movie ends, leaving you on this big cliffhanger. Like, oh, my God. Like, I can't believe this happened.
Todd, don't turn into a little bitch.
Yeah. I mean, this was an interesting movie. I don't hate it whatsoever. Like, I loved revisiting the cast of the Digimon, you know, the Digidestins, you know. It was fun.
This is true.
I do feel like the movie does suffer a little in like pacing, kind of, especially towards the beginning, you know. But I mean, most Digimon stuff suffers from something, you know.
I'm not even going to argue about that. I felt like the pacing probably was a little needed.
Yeah.
Because then we kind of got the development of how the characters are currently.
I mean, I don't mind that. Like, I don't mind that, but I feel like things weren't paced out well enough to make the movie flow in like a good direction. Like, I felt like it was very disjointed at the beginning.
I just feel like they knew that they had six movies to cover, so they're like, "Well, we can't shoot all of our bullets out at once, guys. We're gonna get a little bit, okay?"
Yeah.
But I will be excited for us to cover movie two and how it stacks up.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen movie two.
I really want to know, like, the rating scale. Well, yeah, we both have. But, of course, you know, right now we got to take that out of the equation because we haven't seen it.
Yeah. And one thing I felt really bad for was Gabumon. Like, God, come on. Like, I can't believe Joe did that to Gabumon. Like, just like, so, fuck.
This is what I'm going to say, because this is the thing I told you I was going to hold off on until we got to it. So, yes, I do agree with you. I feel like it is weird that Joe is being a pain in the ass. Like,
Joe is not in this movie.
And not at all. Really being it. But on the other side, I feel like it's also just as weird that so many of them are doing that.
Yeah.
That are already regrouped together.
Uh-huh.
And I don't feel like Joe being that way is so out of the ordinary, but I do feel that it is kind of out of the ordinary that everybody else is on board already.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel like maybe one or two of the other people probably should kind of be out of the loop as well, but they're not.
But you think, like, maybe, like, oh, like, I, like, why wouldn't Joe drop everything to go save the world?
He didn't want to be a part of it.
But he needed to be a part of it.
I know, but he doesn't want to be a part of it.
I know.
And I think that's where part of it comes in.
I feel like he did Gabumon a disservice.
What if Mako is his girlfriend?
No, that would be weird because Joe's actually a little older than the rest of the Digidestins. So he would be like a senior technically. And they were like, I think just starting high school or maybe in the middle of high school.
I think he's only a year older than them, though.
Is he?
Because the other thing is, they're all wearing the same uniform when they're in that scene under the bridge.
I have to say, though, I did like it when they wore, like, their, quote, civilian clothes. I don't know what you would call it. But I like seeing him in, like, their non-school uniforms. I did not like the school uniform look at all.
The green?
The green. I did not like that at all. I kind of hope they ditch that, like, and just wear like normal clothes.
It's the big green. That's what it is. Yeah.
But what some things I did like about the movie, other than I didn't like really like the pacing at points, I liked seeing the Digimon interact with the real world or our world, I guess you could say, and like them dressing up in costumes and stuff.
To go eat at the little bar.
To go eat at like places and stuff, and like Gobblemon wore like a jacket and a hat, you know. And,
yeah. And stuff. The little lady looked at him and was like, "Oh, that's a tanuki," you know.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, like are they think they're spirits?
But I mean, I think
the little old senile lady thought they were just like spirits, like yokai. They're like, "Oh, it's okay."
But I mean, this movie left me with so many fucking questions. Like, it dangles the carrot in front of you. It doesn't answer some stuff.
Hey, buddy, it's just the reunion. Okay,
I know it's the reunion, but I wanted more. Like, I wanted like a.
Hey, like, I'm just going to call you out on this right now, okay? I feel like you're going to say that, and by the time we watch all six of these movies, you're like, I'm done. I do not want to watch Digimon for, like, a couple of years now.
I mean, I maybe.
I do not want to go back. You know?
Maybe. I don't know. But, like, I just wanted it to be more clean cut and be like, okay, this is what we got to go do, you know? Like, what happened to the other Digidestins, the ones that supposedly died? Why weren't TK and Kari with them? You know? They never mention them at all.
Yeah.
In the movie. But apparently they're, like, in the digital world or something. But we don't ever see, like, Vemon or any of
wasn't
them.
Wasn't there a time, though, whenever all three of them were there and TK and Kari weren't there yet?
I'm not for sure. But this is at, well, but Tri is after the show. So the show's already happened.
Yeah, because they have the new Digivices already, too. Huh, I don't know. Well, we'll just have to watch more of it.
Stay tuned for episode 2 of Digimon Adventure Tri.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, in all, what did you think of this movie?
I liked it. Yeah, I'd give it a 4.5.
It's very much like revisiting an old friend.
Right.
Like, you know, you went away for a while.
But that's the other thing. I feel like movie 2 is going to take a hard hit because you do get the nostalgia back from this one.
Yeah.
And we do have some other stuff, but I don't think 2 is going to, when we watch 2, I don't think I'm going to hit, it's going to hit 4 point. It's going to hit 4.5. I don't think so.
You think so? Cause I would give this a 4 as well. As much as problems I had with the movie, like, yeah. I enjoyed it. I love the fights. The fights were amazing. I love seeing everybody. Ty without his goggles looks really weird.
This one is an 8.5.
8.5, yeah. But like Ty, so like I said, Ty without his goggles looked weird. He needed his goggles back.
Yeah. So let me ask you this question real quick.
Uh-huh.
In the next one, enemy-wise, what is a Digimon that you would like to see we didn't see in this movie yet?
Well, I know of a Digimon we do see in the next movie.
Hey, buddy, fuck you. We're not talking about that yet.
And it's a Digimon that I really like.
Golemon. Leomon.
It was Leomon.
Centaurianmon.
It was Leomon.
I mean, that's on my thing, too. I want to see Leo. I want to see, is it Goblin or Ogre?
Oh, Ogremon.
I want to see both of the, I want to see the well guy.
Oh, yeah. But they're not in the digital world, so they, I don't know if they can, you know. I want to see them
know,
go.
But they could pop in, you know what I'm saying?
I want to see them go back to the digital world. I mean, I like seeing them out and about, you know, and Japan, but I want to see them in the digital world too. Yeah.
They're all going to be in Japan. At some point, maybe we'll see Godzilla rise out of the water.
Oh, yeah. You know, but what are you doing here?
What if there really was a Digimon that was like Godzillamon? and they did a movie just like this, and he came out in the same thing. Oh, my God.
Oh, that would be funny.
I'm gonna have to write to my congressman. Oh my god.
But yeah,
that would be great.
All in all, like, this movie's not bad.
You know, Kongmon.
What?
Kongmon?
What?
Pongmon.
Pogmon.
Pong.
Pongmon?
K-O-N-G. Kongmon.
Kongmon.
Yeah.
Is that an actual Digimon?
No, I'm saying, like, King Kong. Kongmon.
Okay.
And then you have, like, Zillamon, and you could have, like, Ultramon.
Ultramon.
Ultramon!
Yeah. Anyways, you know, I'm looking forward to talking about the next movie. You know, I hope it's more streamlined, I guess you could say, because I feel like you're kind of all over the place with this movie. I still enjoyed it.
Yeah, I just, like I said, I just hope that there is some good structure to it, and it doesn't seem like we're in like a mid-season
slump.
Yeah, we're in like a mid-season slump, and
yeah,
you know, it's like we watch it and it's like, oh, this is so boring. You know what I'm saying?
No, so, I get it.
So, that's what I'm hoping for.
I'm interested to see what the new person can do. Like, what?
I don't know. I mean, maybe they'll digivolve, maybe they won't.
Yeah, you know.
I can only get really on that go off of the movie where we had basically like the two things that turned into like the Terriermons, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And they fought and then they, you know, did something else.
Yeah.
So.
But anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I know it was a little weird. I feel like it's kind of all over the place a little bit, but you know.
Hey, maybe y'all can hop on the train too and let us know what you think about.
Let us know what you think, you know. Go check out Digimon Try if you haven't checked it out.
And what recently. What's the name of this one?
Reunion. Reunion. Yeah. I don't remember what next one is.
If you see it on Tubi, then it actually does the numbers. If not, you're going to have to look it up on Wikipedia or something. Because they don't statically tell you the numbers of what they are.
That's one thing I hate for like the box art on the DVDs.
Yeah.
They don't number it. Oh, they don't number the DVDs.
That's like, shitty.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, which one's which when I'm putting them in order? Because I don't remember.
You have to recheck that. You're going to be sitting there like, we'll sit down to do a show and we're talking about it and you're like, so, da-da-da-da. Mike, what are you talking about? That didn't happen. Oh shit, I think I watched movie 4. What?
Yeah. No, because I remember going out and like grabbing all of these, like every couple of months I would buy one of them, you know?
And I really hope it is like kind of congruent and goes in a line together. And I hope it's not like the Kaleidoscope TV show where it's like, hey, you can watch every episode in any order and it still will make sense in the end.
Yeah. I think eventually it might make sense.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, but if you watched them like separately, you know, like out of order.
Yeah. Because these did. Each of these did, it took a while for each of them to come out. Like, it was, like, a couple months every movie.
Right, yeah.
So that, I'd say that's, like, a hard thing, is having to wait to watch them. So, you know, I have to wait to watch this one, I guess, over the weekend or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
But, to find out what happens in number 2. But, anyways, we'll catch you guys on the next episode. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode.
Next Tuesday.